$17 billion, it used to be a lot of money, but now that the stimulus package has been passed, $787 billion finds its way to states and localities, a good portion of which will be for infrastructure projects. Neil King Jr., Washington reporter for The Wall Street Journal, joins us now to remind us of the serpentine regulatory pathway for some of these projects that actually may end up standing in the way of the spending of the stimulus package. Neil, let's talk about environmental and energy projects, which, you know, it's easy to create a blueprint for something like this, but getting it through all the regulatory loopholes could take years. What obstacles are in the path of the stimulus plan as you see it?
Quite a few, actually. I mean, if you look at the money that's set aside in the stimulus package, there's about $170 billion that's for spending on things, on infrastructure-related things. $40 billion or so of that is going to go through the Department of Energy, which has had real difficulties over recent years in getting money out. Particularly, we took a look at a recent story at their big loan guarantee program, which was something that was launched under the Bush administration. It was, let's get some loan guarantees out to these kind of upstart companies that are going to be doing interesting things on the environmental front. And 3 years down the road, the companies that had lined up that have jumped through unbelievable hoops in terms of environmental protection investigations, just making sure that everything was fine to go forward on that, all the financial regulatory things that they had to look at, et cetera, they still have dozens of hoops to jump through before any of these loan guarantees might go forward. So in the stimulus package, they're now planning to heap another $7 or $8 billion in loan guarantees on top of a program that's already foundering somewhat. Of course, in this case, with the emphasis on speed and getting things out the door so that the jobs can be created or saved and work can be gotten underway. And it's going to be a kind of collision that we're going to see, I think, in a number of agencies where the push for speed is going to hit what is, for better or worse, obviously the sort of slow and deliberative process of the federal government when it comes to contracting, oversight, et cetera. So it's going to be difficult. Some of these pipelines that have been typically used to move, you know, $20 or $30 million a year are suddenly going to be asked to move billions of dollars a year.
Well, let's talk about that in specific cases. I mean, you mentioned the loan guarantee program, which is a relatively unambitious program of working with existing companies. If you're talking about creating, say, a nuclear power plant or major restructuring of the power grid that's going to involve building, I mean, you start right away with environmental impact statements, and those imply years of delays right off the top. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, there's a real concern about that. You just look at some of the big infrastructure projects that are already underway that take years, especially if they're multi-state, multi-jurisdictional. You have massive amounts of review that have to go on, obviously public hearings, all that kind of thing. The idea that all of a sudden, just because the economy is sour, we're going to be able to move billions of dollars and just sort of push these various hearings and the like out of the way. It's one thing to do that sort of thing, you know, after the earthquake in San Francisco when they went ahead and rebuilt some of the bridges and, played with the contracting or some of the environmental aspects that would otherwise have been there and made that thing really happen, or in the wake of Katrina, which is actually not a very good example of money moving well or quickly. But there are ways to do it, but it's differently to do it nationwide.
Well, let's look at the Commerce Department quickly before we go. There is a tradition of fast-tracking certain trade agreements so that they don't have to go through the deliberative process in the Senate. Is there any way to fast-track infrastructure projects without major congressional legislation?
Not really, no. I mean, there's talk about trying to do that, and I think that's going to be a big debate going forward in the next couple of weeks as to whether they can modulate some of these things or fudge it a little bit. But no, they're not going to be able to do it in some massive manner.
Well, they've got the money. The question is, do they have the authority to actually make it happen in the time frame that needs to happen to have any sort of impact on the economy? The obstacles are there, and the Washington reporter for The Wall Street Journal, Neil King Jr., reminds us of all the things standing in the way of $787 billion and real stimulus. Thanks for joining us, Neil. Neil King is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.